WWE, the custody of a child will be determined in a match. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
Hulk Hogan is a jabroni, heart of a bride. But my boss, Mr. McMahon, is not jabroni.
Get a horse, time fool.
Put that cigarette out.
Will you stop?
What's up, Drunk Marks? Welcome to this week's episode of 205 Jive. I'm your designated host, Adam, and with us, as always, are the drunk wrestling historians themselves.
This is Eddie, Woozle Wuzzle.
And this is Scott. It's Ghetto Blaster time, fool.
And we got a fun show set up for you today, of course, and more enjoyable if you got some sustenance in your hands. I understand that we have something special that Eddie and Scott are going to be having for this episode.
Yep, it's a big day today. Well, not as big of a day for me as it is for Scott. It is his first time tasting the Drunk Wrestling History Brewing Company Velveteen Cream Ale.
That is a real thing.
Yep. I made 8 bottles of it. I have 3 left. I got really fucking hammered last weekend. I drank more of them than I meant to.
Quality control, everyone.
But I saved enough for tonight. And so it's going to be his first time trying it.
It's a good sound.
Yeah. Right? That picked that right up. I've gotten really good at getting bottle and can openings picked up on mic.
It's almost like you were born to do it.
Right? I was born this way.
Everybody's got something. Mm-hmm. I'm almost done with my pour. Hold on. Is it going to take the whole thing?
Yeah, it's a pint. It's
right
a pint glass.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just about there.
Oh. Good pour, dude.
Nice.
You did way better than me.
Just like in real life, I only got a little bit of head there. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Thank you for the beer.
Yep.
Oh.
What
yes.
do you think? Yeah?
Yes.
It's pretty good, huh?
One of the finest cream ales I've ever had in my mouth.
Velveteen cream.
Well done.
There we go.
Thank you.
In the meantime, Scott was able to take liberty and find me some nice blue frosty cream soda. The best that natural and artificially flavored product can give.
Seems like cream is the theme of the episode. Oh. At least at the beginning.
All right. So,
well, I mean, there might have been some cream going on during it. I don't know.
We'll see if the cream rises to the top by the end of this episode.
All right, so I guess you, all of you, really need to brace yourself for this particular episode. If you are sitting on a bed while listening to this episode, you may need to see the doctor in 6 weeks to see if you're pregnant.
Or, even the dudes?
Yeah,
it's that good.
It's that good.
Wow, where would they actually deliver?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Apple invented the technology to take care of that.
Tim Apple's a really, really smart guy.
Yeah.
Big fan of Tim Apple here and all the stuff that we use to help produce this episode here at the Drunkard Dome, or at least in the recording room here. If you are in a stage setting and you are seated in the first 2 rows, even though there might not be anything on stage in front of you right now, after listening to this episode, you might be ovulating.
You may get wet, is what he's saying.
I mean, serious splash zone because of the amazement of this particular episode. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a watch along for one of the greatest matches of all time. Like, literally, if you're asked, okay, maybe statistically, is this particular one going to be part of it? I am sure that 95% of you will say, this is my favorite match of all time.
Meltzer gave it 7 stars.
There. And it wasn't even in Japan.
Yeah, that's how good it was.
Oh, yeah, right here in the U.S. of A. So, just a few things about this. And I'm really excited because one of the treats is that, Eddie, you were present for this one.
I was lucky enough to be here. I saw it live. This was at the Staples Center. It was in 2010.
Yeah. So, here we go. This is one of the best women's matches of all time. Remember that we have already transitioned out of, or probably still in the transition period of, like, all those bra and panty matches and all the... all those matches that didn't have any fundamental wrestling on it. The roots are definitely there, and it definitely came out in this match. We had a foundation set in like late 90s to early 2000s with Jacqueline, with Ivory, Ninth Wonder of the World, China, the strength, the power that they have to really define a true women's wrestler. Even up until last year, we have the women main eventing at WrestleMania. How did we get there? This is one of those matches. Again, Eddie, this is at the Staples Center 2010. Lakers have just completed back-to-back NBA titles and their most recent titles. So the city is abuzz. The electricity in this arena is off the charts. Ladies and gentlemen, the watch along that we have planned for you today is
Melina and Alicia Fox.
So yeah, back in the year of our Lord, 2010, Staples Center, SummerSlam, we have the Divas title match between Melina and Alicia Fox.
I still kick my own ass for not being there for this match.
And I tried to get you to go down there, and I was like, dude, you do not want to miss this match. This is going to be a barn burner.
You told
this
me.
This is going to be a Pier 6 brawl.
Yep.
This is going to be a Donnybrook, and it was all of those things.
It's a fucking clinic.
Yeah,
like, it was. I was already upset about not attending Hogan and Rock, but this is probably my biggest regret of not going to a live event.
Hogan and Rock was good. This was great.
Meltzer said so. 7 stars on U.S. soil. Never been done before.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and get into it. So if you want to watch along this with us, it's at SummerSlam 2010. It's on the network, like we said. So the time code for this, it's the second match of the night. We're starting it at 19 minutes and 26 seconds. That's where Justin Roberts is on screen introducing it.
Who?
The greatest announcer of all time.
Announcing the greatest women's match of all time.
Announcing the greatest women's match of all time. So again, if you want to watch it along, we're starting it at 19 minutes and 26 seconds, and we're going to start it in 3, 2, 1.
Well, it looks to me like this is in.
So right away, if you look at the set at the show was incredible. They have the rigging is built into stars.
Oh, Alicia's champion.
We actually thought Melina was champion going into it. It's so great that it actually like hurts your memory. You know what I mean? Like
it really does.
Yeah,
it's like very foggy with this match. It was so good.
Right, I walked out. My head was spinning. I was just so blown away at this match. That's why I couldn't remember who was the champion.
It's that good. So let's also point out that it sounds like her music is something mixed from an R. Kelly song. Like it's getting hot in here, but the great value version of such.
Right. Yeah. Like,
maybe.
Yeah. The right. Kirkland right. Brand? Yeah, exactly, like the Costco version of R. Kelly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Unless that wasn't her real music at the time, they had to change it up. I mean, that would make sense. That's how good this match was, that her original music was so good. Repetition of this match on the network doesn't warrant the original music.
We can't come out with the same music because all it will do is remind you of the previous match.
Right.
In which this next match will never live up to that expectation.
Exactly. Like, how do you main event the card during the second match? It's mind-blowing.
Right. And then here comes Melina, and what a star.
Oh, my gosh.
She's got the red carpet rolled out. She doesn't need Eminem. She's dressed as, like, an Aztec princess. Like, she looks like she'd be on the hood of a lowrider.
Yeah, or a peacock dressed as Hulk Hogan on Halloween.
Good call, yeah. It's very peacocky Hogan-y.
Yeah. Nobody could ever create a better costume than this. Not
right.
Vegas.
Right.
Not Donald Trump. Nobody.
Yeah, and the presence she has on the way to the ring. She carries herself like a champion.
Absolutely.
Like an absolute star. Like, you see her and you know you're looking at someone special.
Right. I mean, there's her signature splits move going into the ring.
Yep.
She didn't stick to the canvas. She got right up.
And, again, keep in mind, this pride of SoCal. This is your local girl that is making, like, present in one of the biggest championship matches of all time,
and
practically.
In L.A., yep. She was over, brother.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
The crowd was on fire. This was clearly, the match went on second. This was the match with the Nexus against everybody else. This was obviously the match that everyone was there for. These two put the asses in seats that night.
Well, agree. Well, to your point about asses in seats, right now there is not one ass in the seat. Everybody is on their feet.
Exactly.
The crowd is hot with anticipation right now.
Right. I remember being there, and the anticipation was palpable.
You probably couldn't even hear yourself think.
Oh, no.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Just right. The atmosphere. You can cut it with a knife. The tension.
Yeah.
The drama. Like, I don't know who's going to win. Both of these females are just two of the best of all time.
Yeah. Right. And you've never seen such charisma from someone as you do from Alicia Fox.
No, I mean, we've had some great matches over the years from Steamboat and Savage, Hogan and Warrior, Hogan and Sting at Starrcade 97. I mean, huge names. It all pales in comparison to the second match at SummerSlam 2010.
Yeah, never a better forehead than hers either.
I completely agree with you. Tyra Banks has nothing on her.
Right. So here we go. We're starting off with the collar and elbow tie-up. Melina's back and Alicia into the corner. The ref's calling for a break.
It's like two powerhouses. Neither establishes dominance. This is riveting.
Now they're doing a stare down, right? They're feeling each other out here.
Yes.
Right? Yes. And Alicia's got some swagger.
She does.
She's not intimidated by Melina. She's the champ.
Well, neither should be intimidated here. They're two clearly established females on the roster. The best of their generations. Neither is intimidated.
Exactly. Yeah, the confidence of the two of them is just unbelievable.
Off the charts.
Ooh, and Alicia took her over with a side headlock takeover.
That was beautiful. Great move. Holding that headlock tight.
Yep. Yeah, she's working that. Yep. And Melina's trying to fight her way out.
You know, we're what, 2 minutes into this? Clearly, I can see exactly what Cameron was talking about, why this is her favorite match of all time.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't it be their favorite match?
I'm blown away. This is so good. Right now, they're tied up in the ropes. Headlock still applied by Alicia Fox.
Yep.
The power of her is just...
You can't break them up.
You can't.
Oh, she let her go, uh-oh. And look at that. A shove to Melina.
Right. That wasn't a slap. That was a good
right.
That was a good hit to
punches
the head.
Right to the face.
Good reversal into the ropes.
There we go.
Melina with a nice takedown.
And the way that Melina balances herself off the mat with her hand after that Irish whip.
Yes.
Right.
Clearly. Oh, what a curb stomp!
It's like she's not going to go over on an Irish whip. She's not.
Wrap
gonna
up
fall.
Her legs. Stomp. Ooh,
spear
into
the
and a
corner.
Spear into the corner that would make Goldberg jealous.
Who? Oh, Melina going to the top with a little bit of... and a Sasha Banks type move. Now I see where Sasha got it from.
Yep.
Sasha, told you. The roots are there.
Yes.
We should have known. That's why Sasha Banks is so good. She studied tape of Melina.
Absolutely. Well, when you want to learn, you learn from the best.
Exactly.
Oh, Alicia's clearly hurt in the corner there.
Oh, yeah. Alicia's struggling big time.
Oh, Melina trying to get in the ref.
The aggression's there.
Oh, is he going to throw up the X here? Alicia's really selling. Wow, she's... Yeah. Here she comes. Yeah.
She got hit in the rib so hard that it hurt her nose.
Shocking. Melina's that strong.
Yeah.
Melina just delivered a flapjack to Alicia. I can't believe she kicked out of the pin. Oh, a strong right hand. Two of them.
Yeah, hard forearms. Forearms to the face.
Well, whip to the buckle by Alicia.
There's the aerial work that...
Melina dove over her, and she landed on her knee. She landed wrong, and her knee looks like it went out on her.
Oh.
Let's hope she's okay.
Oh, the referee stepping in again, possibly stopping the match second time. Each woman suffering major injury already in this match.
Heart's willing, though.
Oh.
Here we go.
Melina ducked a clothesline.
Oh, and a super kick in the corner. And Alicia's going outside. She's taking a powder.
You know, I used to praise HBK for the super kick, but I might need to change my pick to Melina there.
Yeah, I think that's where the Bucks picked that move up from. I don't think it was from HBK. It was from Melina.
You're probably right. And then Alicia with a strong throw into the ring post.
Yeah.
Now kicking the crap out of Melina.
Yeah, like a karate kick to the shoulder.
From the floor to the apron.
Yep, so we're back in the ring. Alicia's got Melina by the hair, and now Alicia's getting nasty. So elbow across
elbow
the back of
the
head.
Back.
Now she's working that arm with her. She's driving those knees into her arm. And you can see how damaged Melina's arm is, the way she's holding it close to her body.
Oh, clearly
and
she's
what do
in
you
a
do?
Lot of pain.
And if you don't have an arm to use,
what are you going to do? Yep. Oh, Alicia Fox really wrenching this armbar in.
Yep, holding that pressure. Oh, and here goes Melina. Melina's throwing forearms, trying to get out of it.
This is incredible.
And Alicia cuts her off with a knee to the stomach.
Whip to the corner. Oh.
Duck out of the way.
paired up with a kick to the chest.
Boom. Alicia with strong, strong uppercuts.
Almost a pin by Melina on Alicia. Got her in a roll-up. Alicia kicked out. More forearms by Melina.
And Melina looks so determined right now.
She really does.
She wants to be that
Diva Hard
champion.
Shove, but she really offense does. Right
and
back at
she,
her.
She did a one-leg drop kick to the thigh.
Oh, and she's screaming.
Which no one's ever seen.
Oh.
What is knees back. Alicia's hung over the second rope, and Melina drives her knees into her back. And now she's got her by her hair. Snapmare. Oh, that wasn't a snapmare.
I think that might be Melina's finish. In a three count.
Gets the dub.
That was almost like a flatliner.
It was sort of like a bit of a bulldog, but her head was over her shoulder, but she didn't jump.
Yes. Crowds. Yeah, she crowds
grabbed,
nuts.
She put. It was almost like she grabbed her in a stunner position and fell forward.
Yes.
Dropped Melina right on her face. The crowd is completely unglued.
No wonder this is Stone Cold's favorite match, too.
Yeah.
She almost honored him with a revised Stone Cold stunner there at the end. Melina with the win.
Yeah, Melina in tears. What an emotional victory for this young lady.
In
front of her hometown crowd.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. The amount of training, the amount of determination, the grit that she displayed during this match.
What incredible skill.
Unbelievable. I've never seen a better 7 minutes on a pay-per-view than what we just witnessed here. And I hope the people watching at home agree with us.
I've never given a better 7 minutes.
There's no doubt that you didn't sit down once from the
time I was on my feet the entire time, and so was everyone around me. The place was, it sounded
they're
like...
They're still on their feet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Justin Roberts trying to get an exclusive with her. I mean, you can't get... Or not Justin Roberts, the other bald guy.
Who is that?
But still. Or no, that's Josh Matthews, who looks ill, actually. He doesn't look healthy.
But still, he can't get the interview in. He's trying to.
Well, he's probably...
Crowd is still unglued.
Yeah.
Oh, here come the Iconics. Oh, no. That's not the Iconics.
That's
Lay Cool.
Lay Cool.
Whom the Iconics stole this idea from, apparently.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true at all. And they seem to be setting up an angle going forward with Melina.
Yes. Who's still overcome with emotion.
I mean, we're loaded with champions now.
Oh, yeah, and still trying to catch
How
your
do
breath.
You not want to miss this moment?
Could you even see what was going on, Ed, through your tears of emotion at the end of this match?
I was, you know...
Could you wipe them away fast enough? I mean, my
Not
goodness,
really,
the
not really. I mean,
match.
I could kind of get the gist of what was going on, but everything was blurry.
I get it.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Totally
it was overwhelming. It was really overwhelming to be there.
Man, if I had to feel worse about missing this match, just watching it again, unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
The moment.
Yeah.
To be in this moment, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was there when Hogan and Rock had their match. I was there when Hogan and Vince had their match. I was there for HBK's last match, Flair's last match.
Right.
All these great things.
Kofi winning the heavyweight championship.
Kofi winning the championship. Becky main eventing.
Yes.
This is right up there with any of those.
I would say it's very, very tip-top of the charts with all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable what we just witnessed here.
Absolutely.
Now Lay Cool's in the ring trying to shit all over Melina's moment, but man... She earned this championship, and I really don't like what Lay Cool's doing here with her.
Completely disrespectful.
I've never seen a finer 7 minute match.
Yeah.
Melina is clearly exhausted, overcome with emotion, and now has to face these two.
Right, after such a grueling battle, how could you be expected to compete with two people like this?
Still, with the pain in her left arm of Alicia working it over, and now has to defend herself against these two.
Yep.
Oh! Melina with a spear on Michelle.
Worn down, but still able to take on both of them.
The spirit in Melina.
The fire.
Incredible.
Yep. Laco's got her feet. Oh.
You know, it's not very often I disagree with Meltzer, but to give this only 7 stars, I've got to call him out.
Yeah.
This deserved at least 8.
He probably docked it at least 1 or 2 for not being in Japan.
Or for Lay Cool coming in and ruining it. And it not being on Japanese soil. You're probably right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, if the Young Bucks had the same match,
it
would have been 15 stars.
Easily. Easily.
Oh, and then Alicia gets involved, and poor Melina's just tossed from the ring.
Yeah, Alicia actually tried to step in.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's also overcome
with
emotion.
Evens out.
Poor Melina.
Man, I feel like we really should watch the follow-up to this, because, like, can you imagine?
Oh, and then she
Melina
knees her up against the announcer
desk. Melina leaning against the table, and Michelle McCool hits her with a knee to the face.
Oh, my goodness. But, she does not deserve this.
But if we were to go forward and watch what comes of this, can you imagine the quality of match of a Melina and Michelle McCool?
I have to imagine this would be the pinnacle of Melina's career.
Right.
And I can't imagine anything topping this.
Right. However, as great as Melina was, even like her third or fourth best match would be just like
you're
astounding.
Still witnessing an amazing classic.
Yeah.
That right. I don't know that I'm honestly worthy to sit here and watch.
Yeah. And Michelle McCool too. Like, I mean, as great as she was, like maybe it's like not even one of her better matches, but like it's got to be incredible. It would have to be incredible.
It would have to be. It would have to be. Yeah. I'm absolutely blown away. I am so happy and honored that we got to sit here and watch this as a team. To be able to soak this up, this incredible 7-star match, I'm honored. What a pleasure.
Me too. Yeah, what? And I've been probably to close to 100 WWE shows in my life.
Yeah.
And this is one of the most memorable matches I was so happy to have been able to see live.
Oh, the emotion involved. Just incredible.
To share this experience incredible. With all of you listeners, what a match to at least debut from... the Drunk Wrestling History Brewing Company. If there's a celebratory drink that you're going to have and inaugurate it with one specific match, nailed it with this one.
Velveteen
Out cream. Of all the ones that you've introduced me to, seriously nailed it.
And, you know, going back and watching this match, it's no wonder that Cameron became the performer she became.
No doubt about it.
Right.
Obviously inspired by this match and has paid off incredibly during her wrestling career.
Yeah, paid off in spades.
Gonna have some Velveteen Green.
All right. Anyway, I think that's it for this week's episode of 205 Jive.
Really hope you all enjoyed it. In the meantime, like, just grab a towel by you, wipe yourself off from the exhaustion and like the sweat and the passion of watching this one.
I'm soaked.
I mean, at the beginning of this episode, did I not warn you? I mean.
I think you put it up
as
there.
As much as I possibly could, I mean, there was just no way that it could be physically done or
right.
prepared
you
for
can't,
this one.
You can't really give this match the credit it deserves.
Absolutely not.
Hey, we do what we can. But I hope in the meantime, after all of you recover, please do let us know what you think about this one. Like, what... ask your parents, where were they when man landed on the moon? You're going to be telling your kids where you were when you watch this instant classic.
Well said, Adam.
Very, very much so. Let us know what you think on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. Again, the handle is going to be wrestling_drunk. Wrestling_drunk. We need those show ideas. In celebration of this, head over to whatamaneuver.net and get those shirts. Because you may have like just shredded your shirt in sheer joy after watching this one. Yeah. You may need some replenishment. So we're here for you. But with Eddie, who was in the building, on the soil, who has somehow recovered from the electricity of the city and of that building from that match...
And it's all come back to me tonight. The flood of emotions, like I'm still wiping tears from my eyes.
I'm still shaking.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think I need to finish. I need to slam the rest of this beer. You know, I really need to calm my nerves.
I totally agree with you, yes.
Go for it. Yeah. So with Eddie, with Scott, I'm Adam. Just reminding you, watch wrestling very, very responsibly. Enjoy your buzz, drink like nobody's watching, and still, in the meantime, do wash your hands. Stay 6 feet apart and wear a mask so that once great main events can come back, we can enjoy them, we could appreciate them, and thank them because of what these ladies set the standard on this night. All right, that takes care of it. 1, 2, 3, SummerSlam.
Dive.
Cheers. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. There's a story as it goes. What it is, no turtle knows. But they're about to soon find out. And when they do, there will be no doubt. This shall no longer be secret. And you won't ask me what is it. And it don't matter where or what one's from. As long as you ain't dumb, come. Have a good time, everybody, everyone. You all come on over. Let's have a ball. Getting down with Jimmy. Do a cut that's slimming. Don't hold back, get loose. The time is right. I like the hype type. Get into it, do it right.
Turtles are